Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
highly spiritual.
Some trust in chariots, others in horses, but I trust the one true God, the one who holds and molds my life. Some trust in chariots, others in horses, but I trust the one true God, the one who holds and molds my life. Enti, mi ti wo jo mi re, mi ti wo disa oya di enina tutum fo, odum fo ani mo brohu fo, obu teri fo ato ya jonsu. Nyami be, nyami ba, unye ni panyen se chinsayem, mi mfa ma distrem ma weni, ma wuni mi ramota. Ey, mi ti wo jo ewrate, mi ti wo di adi enina tutum fo. All power belongs to you, pae bote ya fo a wo ti abrewe. By fire, this prayer, unye ni panyen se chinsaya mensi, mimfa ma distrem ma wenin, ma wuni mi ramota. Epi se why every do, why every do nyame, why every do nyame. Ah, udini aye biapo, udini aye biapo nyame, udini aye biapo nyame. Ah, enti ye rati ye wati ye nibyo, yesu ye wati ye nibyo, erati ye wati ye nibyo, yesu ye wati ye nibyo.
Father, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah, you are worthy of praise, you are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, oh God, there is no one like you. Jesus, we love you, we bless you, we thank you, hallelujah. You woke us up this morning, we say thank you. You watch over us as we slept through the night. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Psalm 69:30. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for our spouses. Thank you, oh God. For each and every one under the sound of our voice, oh God, we are grateful. We just thank you for all the intercessors. Thank you for those that come to listen this time or another time. We are grateful, oh God, for all your sons and your daughters. We just thank you, oh God. We bless you. We thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours, oh God. We thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, Almighty God. We lift up your name, Jesus. Your name is above every name. Hallelujah. We adore you, our great judge, the greatest intercessor. We thank you, Lord, as you sit at the right hand of the Father right now, interceding for us according to Hebrews 7:25. We thank you. You intercede for us to the uttermost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We do not deserve these things, but Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you in our midst, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. Take preeminence in this service. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives. Hover over this prayer service. Hover over our children's and grandchildren's life. Hover over our spouse's life. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, hover over our Holy Ghost. Hover over our lives. Hover over our lives in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, O Father, in us as it is in heaven. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, how we love you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. We acknowledge your presence in our lives. We take complete control over our lives. Teach us, lead us, guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, hover over our families, our homes, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we love you. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. We adore you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we praise your glorious and your holy name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy, O God. Father, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy upon us. Hallelujah. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. God, the blood. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, oh, speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak our wounds in the blood of Jesus. We soak this prayer line in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord, guarded the truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, O God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our nieces and our nephews, O God, our grandchildren. Yes, Lord, the armor of God and the armor of life, helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the armor, O God. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on the grandchildren, O God. Our spouses, our children, on each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah, we bless you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, this morning we thank you for your fresh oil, your fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but Lord, fresh oil, fresh anointing. Lord, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, ministering to us, guiding us, protecting us, O God, in the name of Jesus, and doing your biddings in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. So, Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel 37. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We bless God this morning for each and everyone in the name of Jesus. He's a wonderful, this is a day that the Lord has made.
Conference recording started.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me in the midst of the valley, which was full of wounds, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, it was very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O dry bones, yea, the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, say to the wind, thus says the Lord God, come forth, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. And he said unto them, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, say they say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Egypt. And you shall know that I am the Lord, and I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of your grave, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place in you your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord came again, saying unto, okay, we stop right there, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the valley of dry bones. I started talking about that yesterday. The dry bones, those areas that are just hopelessness, carelessness, helplessness. You feel depressed. And different, we can call dry bones, maybe financial problems. Things that you feel that you are not, there's no way out. I could go into the deep parts of it, but I don't want to go through that this morning. I would just say to you, hallelujah. There are times in our lives that you feel hopeless, you feel helpless. It might not be, it could be physical, spiritually. And then sometimes you feel like you have come to the end of your road. And that you will not be able to make it again. There are many around us. Maybe it's not you, but there are many around us. Maybe it could be friends, relatives. People know how to smile, but yet their hearts are hurting. You smile, but there's so much going on within you. Hallelujah. And so we just keep smiling, and nobody can even tell there's something wrong with you. Hallelujah. But God knows. He sees, he's here. What is that dry bone that came in your life? Or what is the dry bone in the life of your children or grandchildren? And sometimes a dry bone can be a terrible bad habit trying to get rid of, and you can't get rid of it. Sometimes a dry bone can be a grudge against somebody. You see, when all those negativities happen in our lives, we're in a dark place. And when we're in that dark place, that's the valley of the dry bones. And so sometimes even people in the church, you're in that dark place and you pretend that you're in the light. And there's so much going on. Why do people go be helpless? Why should people be hopeless? Why, if you're in the church? Why are you helpless? Why are you hopeless? Why you depressed? Some people even want to commit suicide when they're in that place. What makes a man go into that place? Anger, hurtiness. There's so many reasons I could go on and on. My point is, God do not want you to stay in that place. I said to you yesterday, it is not over until God says it's over. Hallelujah. He does not want to let you stay in that place. God is a restorer. Hallelujah. God is a restorer. I don't care what man says is dead. When God reached there, that stuff becomes alive. Hallelujah. His plans towards you and myself is good. says in his word, I wish you above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as the soul prosper. God wants the best for us. Hallelujah. Where am I speaking to this morning? And you're still sitting in that place. Maybe you're sitting in that place because of rejection. Hallelujah. Or maybe you're sitting in that place because maybe you can't get over the grieving of somebody you love. Maybe, I don't know whatever reason, but I'm here to tell you, God wants to restore you. 100%. 100% to get out of that valley of the dry bones. In the name of Jesus. This is not what he called you for. No. And then you're in the valley of dry bones. Everybody around you negative because these dry bones, all the bones are there. So there's, you know, everything around you is negative also. God wants you to get up the valley of the dry bones. So what he said, Son of Man, he said, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, found nowhere. And he said, prophesy under the bones and say, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You see, when you prophesy under the dry bones, you know what I'm saying? Prophesy. O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So he said, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ye dry bones of depression, hear the word of the Lord. Ye dry bones of financial issues, hear the word of the Lord. Ye dry bones of bitterness, hear the word of the Lord. Dry bone of hopelessness, hear the word of the Lord. Dry bones, he said, every dry bone, you just speaking to those dry bones. Don't let it be hidden, because God wants to heal and restore us. Ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so you will go through the process. I said I would ask each and every one, what is that dry bone in your life? What it is, because you're going to pray, not this morning, but another time, because God wants to restore you. He wants to restore me. Hallelujah. We got to recognize these things that's holding us back, that's hindering us from moving forward. Sometimes it's rejection. Hallelujah. Unforgiveness. Sometimes it's just too much pain. But God, Jesus Christ, wants to bring you back into the fullness of time, the fullness of time. What I'm saying to you, can these dry bones live? Yes, down the way. Yes, down the way. So you got to name that thing. You prophesy and you name the thing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, we prophesy. Lord, I prophesy right now upon each and every one under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I, O God, in the name of Jesus, and speak to every dry bone in our lives and sing, hallelujah. Huriya masteriya kurumasteriya kurumasteriya ka. Huriya masteriya kurumasteriya ko. Hallelujah, Ramasteriya Kurumaste. Huriya masteriya kurumasteriya ko. I prophesy, oh God, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, yeah, to every dry bone in our lives, hear the word of the Lord. Lord, let your breath enter into every dry bone in our lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, lay sinews in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you shall live and not die to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God is turning things around in the name of Jesus wherever you are. Begin to praise him and worship him. He's making the path straight. He's making the crooked places straight. Hallelujah. Praise him and thank him. And he's enlarging your territory. His hand is with you. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for him to do. My brothers and sisters, I ask you the question of why. Many times people lose faith in God, and then they develop fear. Do not lose faith in God. What he says he will do, and the process has already begun. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. O Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Take time and read Ezekiel 37. I'm just going over a summary, but there's a more depth into it, and I will take it step by step. Hallelujah. Begin to prophesy to the dry bones in your life, in your children's life, in your relationship. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Thank you for joining us.